Hello, this is the second episode of Software Park DDD podcast, and today with you are Peter and Renat.
And in the first episode, we've introduced the DDD exercises in the world of Transport Tycoon, and the assignment for the first exercise where Peter and me and everybody who is doing that had to implement a tiny part of the Transport Tycoon game. And in this episode, we're going to briefly exchange our experiences building the episode, which languages, how it worked or not worked, and discuss the second exercise. So, Peter, how was your experience?
So at the beginning, I was struggling for finding out, okay, from which way should I approach the problem, and obviously I went to the classic developer problem of overcomplicating things and making abstractions that were needed. And then I figured, okay, let's just solve this problem and not look into the future. And that helped me go into the right direction.
And that's actually one of the things that we wanted to try out and achieve in this exercise, is that if you noticed, when we were talking about the domain, we didn't enforce any constraint on the exercise implementation and architecture. So we didn't say that there are going to be aggregates. We didn't say anything about the value objects, because it is interesting to see how the domain will force itself into the implementation logic. And trust me, the domain will force itself into the implementation logic because we're going to be adding more and more constraints. However, there is no need to optimize in advance, and the code can be treated as if it were to be thrown away very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not mistaken, you went with the C# and objects, right?
Yes. So it turned out quite verbose, mm-hmm. as I expected from C#. So it was also interesting how the language pushed me into more code than it was actually needed with this object-oriented way. I probably could have solved it with simple types, mm-hmm. but somehow the language and the previous experience with the language pushed me into this direction of not having the most optimal solution at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably the number of lines of code, it's completely irrelevant for the prototype, except that's the thing I noticed in the other projects. If you have like twice the number of lines of code, it's irrelevant. But if you have five times more lines of code and files because of the language, then it kind of slows down your refactoring, because you have to open more files. You have to think about more, to keep more things in your memory. Or change more things when you change a feature. Obviously, that depends on the architecture and the implementation and cohesion. But still, I personally picked the Python because that's the language I'm currently using as prototyping in whatever approach, in whatever experiment or exercise I need to do. It's very good for prototyping. It's very compact. It doesn't scale that much for the production, but the prototypes is perfect. And I really like that in my implementation, the first exercise, I was able to solve it in probably 70 lines of code or something like that. So mm-hmm. it almost fits on the screen, which means it almost fits in my head.
Yeah, I think my biggest challenge was to find out where the responsibility is to coordinate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If there should be like some dispatcher mechanism, or the vehicles should decide themselves where to go, which was probably also overcomplicating the things because these decisions didn't have that much weight at this point.
But I think everybody was doing that at some point, because for example, Agis, our another friend and colleague, when I picked in his code, I saw that he had ground mode of transportation, water mode of transportation, and air mode of transportation, even though he knows perfectly well that we're not planning any planes in the exercise anytime soon. but he just couldn't stop himself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this comes that everybody was working on real production projects, and it's hard to believe that the requirements aren't going to be added, that there aren't going to be more features requested.
Yeah, we are trying to be smart in advance all the time.
How was the debugging story in the first exercise? Like, how did you figure out if your code is doing okay, correctly, incorrectly?
Yeah, so I thought I could go the TDD way, but since the boundaries weren't clear and where the responsibility should be, it didn't really work out because the unit test was just calling the program from the command line. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to execute it from the command line every time. And then I just added messages on the console and debugged it with my eyes. Okay, what's happening at this hour, at that hour?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a trial and error test strategy.
And I think that's pretty much what everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
Because testing the individual responsibility at this point, we don't have enough domain knowledge, or the implementation is not that well developed. So it's hard to break out individual components. And actually, in the second exercise, which is already published at the time of recording, and some have already started doing that, we are building on this approach. And the second exercise is twofold. First part of the exercise is to actually emitting plain text messages. The objective is to emit JSON objects. It's kind of a structured logging format, simplified structured logging format. And we're emitting things which are very similar to domain events. And these domain events, they could be used for debugging, or they can be used also for loading, converting them in Chrome tracing format. And Chrome, Chrome, as in the Chrome of the browser, it has this cool little thing called Chrome Tracing Visualizer. So in essence, if your program emits transport events in predefined format, then you can feed it to the tracer utility, which is Python script that is included in the repository. And the tracer utility will render a file that can be dropped to Chrome tracing, and it will display the timelines of how the cargo is being transported. And that's actually helped me to debug my logic. And for example, there is a, in my implementation, and probably this could be the problem for a few similar implementations as well. There is a possibility of unpredictability in the solution, depending on which transport makes goes after which in the turn. So in my code, there are turns or ticks, so one turn for each hour. And the world goes through the each hour, and it lets every transport make it move. And there is a race condition at the port where the ferry could drop a cargo, and then ship has to pick up the cargo. But if the ship is doing the turn first, then it will try to pick up the cargo, see that there is no cargo at the port, and start waiting. And then the truck at the same turn drops the cargo and leaves.
Yeah.
But 1 hour is wasted. And it was really hard to notice this problem from the logs, but from the visualizer, it became very obvious.
Yeah, I think for me, it didn't turn out. So the order, how you handle the trucks and the ferry. So I did it kind of an evolutionary way that I was already worrying about delivering B, because it only involved trucks. So I implemented the trucks first, and then I just added ferries afterwards. So I think that's why I didn't have this problem. And again, it's interesting how the initial approach forms the whole solution.
And it might be even more interesting to see how the your code will adapt to change. So the second part of the exercise, is to change the domain logic slightly. And that change makes the ship travel slower. So the ship takes 6 hours to travel in each direction, but it can carry up to 4 containers of cargo at once. But it also takes 1 hour to load the cargo and unload the cargo. And there was a question if the ship needs to wait till it loads the cargo. Oh, sorry, it needs to wait till all the cargo is available till it loads it. So the answer is no. The ship is very followed very simple logic. It arrives to the port. It grabs all the cargo that is available, and then it moves forward. This can lead to very suboptimal behavior, but it is the point right now. Yes, we're not trying to be smart with the decision making. It will be subject for the later exercise. And I also wanted to mention that folks started asking if there could be some place where the exercises could be discussed. And we're giving a try to GitHub discussions. Apparently, GitHub has a simplified forum available. Unfortunately, the discussions, they're bound to the teams and they're not publicly visible. But if you've submitted a pull request to the Transport Tycoon repository, I'm automatically adding you to the discussion board of the DDD exercises, and the link is available in the solution list. And actually, speaking of the solutions, I think we have at least 21 solution right now, and it's impressive that we have lots of different languages there. Oh, actually, sorry, I'm wrong. It's 22 solutions already.
Okay,
so to summarize, the first exercise was about implementing a simplified transport tycoon exercise where there is a factory, a couple of trucks, and a ferry or a ship, and they have to deliver cargo to the final destinations. The second exercise, which is already published, builds up on that, and it has two tasks. The one task is to add textual output in the form of structured logging, which also maps to the domain events accidentally. And also, given the tooling that makes it easier to debug what happens, to increase the domain complexity by adding more complex rules to the ship. And actually, our colleague, he has built a visualization that uses the same domain log, and it displays how ships and trucks are traveling in a nice HTML animation. So we'll need to publish it somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I guess, do you have any questions, comments?
No, I'm pretty sure it will force some of the implementations to be rewritten to have these events. So as I saw, some of the implementations or solutions only worried about a state and getting that number out and not really the flow of things.
Yeah, and that was actually pretty tricky. So in the I believe in the discussion board, people were asking about the event storming, about the domain analysis. And for the purpose of the exercises, we're really trying to keep the domain as simple as possible, introducing only the basic principles with the essential rules, because it is very easy to throw thousands in little details from the real domain, like truck drivers need to take a rest, or trucks can travel only on the specific roads depending on their weight, or that for different cargo, different truck have to have special different equipment. But we're trying to introduce only the essential requirements, and while introducing new requirements, as in the second exercise, limit these to only a few minimal ones, so that the domain will still stay simple, so that it will still be a demo exercise, a kata, but that it will force people who are doing exercises to reshape the logic in some meaningful way. So on my own, sorry, go ahead.
For the exercise, for the second exercise, are there some sample expectations as for the first one? Or we will just compare and discuss which is the correct or most optimal solution.
Okay, so people have already started publishing their traces. And probably the suboptimal trace you will stand out if you load it in the Chrome tracing tool. So currently, like, there is no right answer. But I'm pretty sure that if you load your trace, you'll see if it's makes sense or if the ship is taking too much time or the trucks are taking too much time. And I don't want to, what's the word, say that there is one single answer, because there could be a deadlock issue, or because people might try to optimize for the answer instead of the building of working solution.
Okay, so we'll just do the regular eye test on the trace outputs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I think we've already started sharing some of the traces in the Google dashboard, or sorry, Google GitHub discussions. So, and this can be used as a reference. Sure. Either way, if you have any doubts, just don't hesitate to ask on Twitter, by whatever channel, and we'll share our answers, not saying that these are correct answers, because we could be wrong ourselves. Currently, it is not the point to be correct. Currently, the point is to capture the domain and use the tooling to debug and to arrive to a point where you think that your code is correct.
Right.
Okay. Then that's it for the second micro episode of the Software Park DDD podcast. And see you sometime in a week or two. Cheers.
Thanks
and good luck with the exercise.